Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover topics including the meek and those who hunger for righteousness and how they will inherit the land and be satisfied. Today's Bible passage is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 5 to 6. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied.
So here's the thing, being meek is often undervalued in our world today. We tend to equate strength with being loud, aggressive, and assertive. But Jesus flips the script and tells us that the meek are actually blessed. So what does it mean to be meek? Well, it's all about having a gentle spirit. Imagine someone who is poor in spirit, someone who truly understands the hardships of life and sympathizes with those who are suffering. They're not quick to take offense when others wrong them. Instead, they show patience and compassion, just like God has always shown patience with them. Now let's shift gears and talk about hunger and thirst. Jesus tells us that those who hunger and thirst for righteousness will be satisfied. It's like having this insatiable appetite for justice and righteousness. When we look around, it's hard to ignore the injustice, sin, and lack of holiness that exist. But Jesus offers hope to those who passionately seek righteousness. Think about it. When you're hungry for something, nothing else will satisfy that craving except the very thing you desire. And Jesus is saying that those starving for justice will be filled. There's a promise, a reassurance that God sees our thirst for righteousness and will provide for it. Let's take a moment to reflect on God's character. He is holy and righteous, perfect in every way, and through Jesus, he has shown us what it means to live a perfect life. Jesus came down from heaven, lived among us, and ultimately sacrificed himself on the cross for our sins. He conquered death so that we could have eternal life. When we truly grasp the depth of God's love for us, it should ignite a hunger and thirst for righteousness within us. We should desire to see justice prevail, to see righteousness triumph over evil. And here's the beautiful promise. Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness will be satisfied. God will fulfill that yearning in our souls. So let this be an encouragement to you. Embrace the humility that Jesus speaks of. Cultivate a gentle spirit that is patient with others and quick to show compassion. And let the hunger and thirst for righteousness burn within you. Trust that God sees your heart's desire and will satisfy it. You are blessed as you seek to live a life of humility and righteousness. Keep pressing on, for you will inherit the promise.
Let's pray. God, you are holy and righteous, perfect in every way. Your Son, my Savior, came into this world from heaven to live the perfect life, be the sacrificial lamb for my sin, and conquer death. Amen. As we reflect on the profound message of meekness and hunger for righteousness, let us be inspired to cultivate gentle spirits and fervent desires for justice in our lives. Embracing humility and seeking righteousness are not signs of weakness, but rather, they are paths to true strength and blessing. So, my friend, may you continue to grow in meekness and remain steadfast in your hunger for righteousness. Trust that God sees your heart's desires and will satisfy them. You are indeed blessed as you walk in humility and pursue God's righteousness. If you found these reflections on humility, meekness, and righteousness inspiring, please share them with your friends and loved ones. Let's spread the message of blessings and encourage one another on our faith journeys. Until we meet again, may you find strength and fulfillment in your journey of faith. Goodbye, and God bless you all.